Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Benny Sujono. I'm the Chief of Finance at OECD Geneva. I'm here to give you some briefing about the regular budget process in the United Nations and to let you know how the process works and what are the challenges when it comes to the implementation. OECHR's budget, the regular budget of OECHR consists of two main components. The first one is the program budget, which is the core budget of OECHR. And the second one is the mandated activities. The mandated activities, these are the budgets that are driven by the resolutions and decisions taken by the Human Rights Council, including the one that we're talking about now, which is the decision number 56/116 on the enhancing the support capabilities of the open-ended intergovernmental working group on transnational corporations and other business enterprises with respect to human rights, established by the HRC resolution 26/9. So I will not talk about the program budget because that has its own complicated process. I will focus more on the mandated activities. You will have learned by now that when the Human Rights Council adopts a resolution or a decision, that PBI, let's call it PBI, the program budget, PBI stands for Program Budget Implications. In 1 year, there are three Human Rights Council sessions, and each session produces a lot of the resolutions and decisions. So once a resolution or a decision is adopted, we will consolidate all these resolutions and decisions into one document called the Revised Estimates. And you need to bear in mind that when the Human Rights Council adopts a resolution, it doesn't really consider the budget as it looks at the budget, the implications of the resolution, but it doesn't approve the budget. In the UN, for the regular budget, all the budgets, they are reviewed by this body called the Advisory Committee on the Administrative and Budgetary Questions, the ACABQ. These are, the members come from member states, but they work on their personal capacity. So they do not represent a member state, but they come from the member states. So the ACABQ will normally review this reverse estimate document, which consolidates all the resolution and decisions from the Human Rights Council, in the month of November. That is the time after we can really consolidate all the resolution and decision from the March session, from the June session, and from the September sessions. So everything is put in one document, and the ACBQ would review it. After the ACBQ reviews this document called the Revised Estimate, then it will be the fifth committee, which are the member states, to review the recommendations made by the ACBQ. After the fifth committee gives the recommendation whether to accept or reject the ACB recommendation, then at the end of the year, which is going to happen in the next one or two weeks, the General Assembly will adopt the budget. Within these three review processes, there could be recommendations to reject or to approve the budget submissions. And for this particular decision, for example, just yesterday we had a briefing with the FIP committee to talk about the recommendations by the ACBQ. Unfortunately, there are some cuts that the ACBQ recommended, and we will try to find a way to reverse the cut, but at the end of the day, it is really the member state decision on how to go about the decisions. But I would like to express one thing. The budget is one thing, yeah? But the allotment is basically what we can use as money for implementation. The budget may be there, but if the cash is not there, then the budget is meaningless. Just this year, for example, on the regular budget, we have three main categories. There is the post. Post is like the established post of the of OECHR. The second one is the general temporary assistance, which has the temporary assistance, temporary post. And the third one is the non-post resources. For post, OECHR this year only received about 90% of the approved budget as money to spend to pay salaries. On the other staff costs, OECHR received less than 80% to pay for the salaries of the temporary people. On the non-post resources, OECHR received only like 60% of the approved budget to pay for travel, to pay for workshop, to pay for acquisition of computer, to pay for office rent, 60%. So within this constraint, OECHR must find a way to make sure that we could try to implement the mandates with minimum interruptions. But the thing is, cash is a driver. If you don't have the money, we cannot really implement the budget. So that's why you may remember that in the March session this year, there was a decision to postpone the implementation of some mandates to the following years. Even on that one, when it was reviewed yesterday by the FIFA committee, there was a recommendation to cut some of the proposals. So this is what you need to bear in mind, that even though the budget may be there or approved, the budget may be cut. Even after the cut, we may not get the necessary money to really implement the budget. So at the end of the day, we can only operate based on these parameters. And as a member, as the UN, we are bound by what we can really receive in terms of resources for implementation. I hope this this explains the whole process. Any questions?